Have you sent to Bottom's house? Is he come home yet?
He cannot be heard of. Out of doubt, he is transported.
Ooh. If he come not, then the play is marred. It goes not forward, doth it?
It is not possible. You have not a man in all Athens able to discharge Pyramus, but he...
No. He has simply the best wit of any handicraft man in Athens.
Yes. And the best person, too. And he's a very paramour for a sweet voice.
You must say paragon. A paramour, his God bless, is a thing of naught.
Masters, the Duke has come in from the temple, and there is two or three lords and ladies more married.
Oh, that sport and come forward, we'd all be made men.
Oh, sweet Bully Bottom. Thus have he lost sixpence a day during his life. He could not have scraped sixpence a day. Then a Duke would not give him sixpence a day for playing Pyramus, I'll be hanged. He would have deserved it. Sixpence a day in Pyramus or nothing.
Where are these lads? Where are these hearts?
Bottom!
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 Greatest day, almost happy
hour. I am to discourse one, ask not what. If I tell you, I am not to Athenian. I will tell you everything right as it fell out.
Don't let us hear, sweet Bottom.
But a word of me. All we'll tell you is that the Duke hath dined.
Dined?
Get your apparel together. Good things to your beards, blue ribbons to your pumps. Meet presently at the palace. Every man look o'er his part. The short and long is... our play is preferred. In any case, it is a clean linen. Let not him that plays the lion tear his veils, and they shall hang out with the lion's claws. And most dear, eat no onions and a garlic. For we are to go to sleep there. And I do not doubt but hear them say, it is a sweet comedy. But no more words. Away, go, away.